Good afternoon. A dry and pleasant air mass continues to slide in from the north in southern Canada with high pressure in control. The result will be a continuation of the mostly sunny skies that we've seen, especially from I-90 north toward the Canadian border, while some clouds are streaming in from the southern tier into parts of the Catskills and Mid-Hudson Valley. So a mixture of sunshine and clouds in these locations. And farther to the south, in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, mostly cloudy skies with that wave of low pressure tracking off the eastern seaboard in the mid-Atlantic region. This will hold temperatures back into the lower to mid-70s in these areas. Where we see more sunshine, we will have temperatures in the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs today, but the humidity levels will be way down, so it will be comfortable throughout the afternoon. In fact, with that high pressure center overhead tonight, clear skies and light winds will allow temperatures to drop below normal tonight. And once again, most everyone will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s, with some locations across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains getting down into the 30s for overnight lows. So a clear, crisp start to the day tomorrow. We'll enjoy mostly sunny skies once again during the day on Monday, and the humidity will stay down with highs back into the mid-70s. As that high slides off the eastern seaboard, a return south to southwesterly wind flow will begin on Tuesday. It'll be dry with mostly sunny skies, but a touch more humidity and highs pushing toward 80. Temperatures will get into the lower 80s on Wednesday as the next front approaches. Skies will be partly sunny and will run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Behind this system, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 80s on Thursday, and another dry stretch of weather will carry us into the latter portion of the week and to begin next weekend with a mix of sun and clouds near 80 on Friday and into the lower 80s with mostly sunny skies on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will develop from the northern plains to the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys over the next few days as a slow-moving system tracks through the central United States. Conditions conducive for strong to severe thunderstorms will be in place across the north-central part of the country, and the Storm Prediction Center has identified the northern high plains as having a slight risk for severe storms today, and that area will shift to the east into the upper Mississippi Valley and Midwest for early in the week. Due to the slow nature of this front, the individual storm motion will be slow, which will increase the likelihood of heavy rain and flood risks. Meanwhile, increasing winds will bring a widespread critical fire weather threat across the desert southwest and Great Basin for the second half of the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 77 degrees, the average low 55. The record high 96 set in 2008, and the record low 36 in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny with low humidity today and highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and cooler today with highs in the mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, low humidity today, and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, Mostly sunny with low humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, low humidity, mid-70s. Mostly sunny, a touch more humidity Tuesday, around 80. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Thursday. Near 80 on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. And mostly sunny and highs in the lower 80s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.